Dear brother Ivan Barrera, and I just speak life and health and strength over his body, Lord God, as he recovers, and I pray that, Lord God, the procedure that they do on him would be restorative, and that all the flow of blood in his legs would function exactly as you created it to. And Father, I pray for the families, Lord. There are two families I know of, Lord God, the Maples family, Lord God, and Brandon's family, Lord, that need your peace and grace and comfort. And God, we receive that today. We receive it. We receive that peace and grace and comfort as only you can give it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen.
I've got a little prayer I want to say real quick before we go to the break. In the name of Jesus, I surrender and I lay at your feet. In the name of Jesus, I lay the situation and circumstance concerning my friend and neighbor Brandon. I lay it at your feet, Father.
Yes.
I surrender it to you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to use this for your glory, God.
Yes, Lord.
For your glory. Anyone and everyone that Brandon has spoke with,
yes.
Any lives that he has helped or touched,
yes.
In the name of Jesus, I ask that you use that to glorify you. I ask that you use it to draw people to you, Lord God.
Yes.
Bust the stone that has covered people's hearts, Lord.
Yes.
Use this to soften their hearts towards you and bring them into a right relationship with you, O God.
Yes, pour your spirit out.
In the name of Jesus, I ask that you just pour your Holy Spirit out.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, I bind the enemy and all his tricks, schemes, and scams.
Mm-hmm.
And in the name of Jesus, I loose the peace, the comfort, and most of all, the love of God.
Yes.
Over all.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. That's how you put the word into practice right there.
Just saying what I hear.
Yep.
Just trying to be obedient.
Amen.
Right now, for me, obedience is the most important. That's what the Holy Spirit told me in this moment.
Yep.
Your obedience to me,
yep,
is of the utmost importance, child.
Yep. Amen.
Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City. The Refuge Church, 18410 Highway 152 in Sayre. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless you. And Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue, here in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott is an awesome man of God. And before we go to the recorded ones, would you please share about my church home?
Yep, I can do that. At Living Waters Church in Burns Flat. We're located right by the high school football field at 109 West Webb Street. And we meet on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. for Bible study. Actually, we're having our Wednesday service tonight on Tuesday because we have a service tomorrow. And we meet on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. And we would love to have anyone who needs a church home come and join us. I know there are a lot of good churches in Western Oklahoma. Our doors and our hearts are open to you. And we always say this, Lord, if you will bring us people, we will love them with your love and teach them about your word. And I believe we do that. So you're more than welcome and invited to join us.
Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
At Bordice and Ford, we think it's better to give than receive. And we're giving thanks to every one of our customers for allowing us to be your Ford dealer for the past 27 years. As the weather is changing, we encourage you to visit our service department if your brakes are squeaking, your heater is struggling, or your vehicle isn't running at top performance. And shop our new and pre-owned inventory with vehicles arriving daily. Experience the Bordice and difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service. Only at BarberDiceAndFord.net.
You are tuned in to the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Pastor Dwight Shepherd with Living Waters Church. His title for today is Rest in Him. Back
Rest
to you, sir.
In Him. And you know, sometimes what causes the most anxiety and worry in our life is feeling like that other people are controlling things that we kind of wish we could control. Like, you know, the economy. Hello, you know. If I was up here in Washington, I'd make different decisions. I'm sure you would, but then somebody would feel anxious and worried over yours. There's really only one being in all of creation who makes perfect decisions all the time. And the good news is, greater is he who's living in me than he who's in the world. I really don't, now if you're not a born-again Christian, you got it. I would suggest this to you. Worry about everything. Be very, very, very afraid. And run as fast as you can to someone who knows Jesus and find out how to receive him as Lord and Savior. And I'll just tell you real quick. If you believe that God raised Jesus from the dead after he died on the cross for your sins, and you believe that in your heart, you're willing to let him be the Lord of your life, just invite him. Say, Lord Jesus, I invite you to come into my life, in my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. I put my faith in you. I put my trust in you. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I believe you rose from the dead. Amen. The Bible says if we do those simple things, that's a little simple thing. Say, do I have to pray it just like that? Because I didn't catch all the words. No, you don't have to pray it just like that. But if you give your life to Jesus as Lord and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead as our Savior, God will save you. God will forgive you. And if you're saved and you're forgiven, let me tell you something. You don't have anything to worry about. That doesn't mean you can't worry because, boy, we can do it. But it means we shouldn't. We don't need to. It's not helpful. Let me go back to the Gospel of Luke, the 12th chapter. We'll read some more. Jesus was talking to us about not letting worry enter our hearts. And then he gave an illustration about, you know, look at the birds. They don't worry. And then he gave an illustration. Look at the flowers. They don't worry. So I'm going to pick it up there with the flowers. He goes, look, think again. And this is verse 27. Think about the lilies. They grow and become beautiful, not because they work hard or strive to clothe themselves. See, there's the key. They're not trying to be self-sufficient. You might say that out loud if you're somewhere you can do that. They're not trying to be self-sufficient. You know when I worry? When I'm trying to fix stuff. When I'm trying to control stuff. When I'm trying to make stuff happen. That's when I worry. That's when I fret. And when I worry and fret, I only have one response to it. I get frustrated. And frustration brings other emotions that I don't want. So I need to nip it in the bud when I'm being, when I feel myself starting to feel anxious or worried. It's really doubt. Watch this as we keep reading. Jesus said this. He said, if God can clothe the fields and the meadows with grass and flowers, can he not clothe you? And he's just using that as an illustration. I mean, can he not take care of whatever it is you need? And then here's what it says in the Passion. He goes, oh, struggling one with so many doubts. He said, I'll repeat it, he says. Don't let worry enter your life. Don't let worry enter your life. Don't let it. Live above the anxious cares of your personal needs. I'm reading from the Passion, the TPT translation. He said, well, I don't have one of those Bibles. If you have an app in your phone, the Bible app from YouVersion, the little brown Bible with the gold cross on the front, if you don't have it, you should get it. And if you go into that Bible, you can pick different translations on your smartphone or your tablet or your computer, and you can find this TPT, the Passion Translation. It's really good. I really like it. And he says, don't let worry enter your life. Live above those anxious cares. Live above it. Live above it. How? By guarding your thoughts. He says this. He says, people everywhere seem to worry about making a living. But your Heavenly Father knows your every need. He'll take care of you. Each and every day, he will supply your needs as you seek his kingdom passionately above all else. Let me give it to you in a way you're probably more used to it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. They'll be added to you. It doesn't say, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then if you got any time left over after you used up all your precious time doing that, maybe you can make it happen. No, that's how we tend to think, but that's just, I'm going to call it what it is, stupid. Stupid is as stupid does, and that's just stupid. It's stupid to worry. We shouldn't ever do it. Now, did I already admit it several times that at times I worry? That's stupid. I shouldn't do it. We have to monitor and catch ourselves. We want to have rest. We want to be at rest in our hearts, trusting God. And so how do I do it? Well, let's go over to Matthew's gospel. First of all, in Luke, he says, seek you first the kingdom of God. Let's go to Matthew's gospel, the 11th chapter. See, that's where I got confused earlier.
For real, the 11th.
That's funny. I flip over toward Matthew, and my Bible just lands on Matthew 6:34, and it says, refuse to worry about tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We'll just read that one, Matthew 6:34. Didn't intend to go there, just flip there. Maybe it's God's will we read it. Refuse to worry about tomorrow. Deal with each challenge that comes your way one day at a time. Now, I want to clarify something. When he says deal with each challenge, you deal with it the way Monica dealt with it a while ago. You deal with your challenge by inviting the Lord's presence into that challenge and by giving the whole challenge over to him. And then simply this, and another thing that she touched on, the Holy Spirit told her, your obedience is of the utmost importance. That's all. You're facing a challenge in your life today? Do you not realize? I mean, I know you do realize this when I remind you. God knows the answers. I don't know what to do. God does. Well, I need him to tell me. He needs you to listen. Stop trying to figure it out. Quit trying to do it yourself, Dwight. And be sensitive to the leading of the Lord and just do what he puts in your heart. You say, well, I need to get my yard mowed. Maybe you do and maybe you don't. Well, I think I do. Well, the Holy Spirit knows what you need to do, and you need to get to go to the North Hour of Power. Okay. Gotcha. He said, don't worry about tomorrow. Deal with each challenge. Can I just say it this way? Each circumstance, as it comes your way, one day at a time. And then he says this, tomorrow will take care of itself. Now, that doesn't mean we don't plan toward the future. Because the Bible, I see the whole counsel of God. He goes, hey, sluggard, hey, lazy person. He goes, behold the ant. You know, when the weather's good and the time is right, they go out and gather while the harvest is plentiful, so they store it up for when it's not going to be. That doesn't mean I don't ever think about the future. When I go to the grocery store, I don't buy enough food for one meal at a time. I'm planning other meals. I'm planning my future. You know, I'm planning tomorrow. But the ultimate thing is I can't. Oh, I got it. Oh, I got it, Lord. Thank you. The Lord told me this some years ago, and I have it written down. I don't have it in my notes today, but I got it for you. You ready for it? You know what worry is? Worry is trying to pay for future troubles with right now grace. Whatever's going on in your life right now, God has grace sufficient for that right now. But if you're worried about what's going to happen later today or tomorrow or next week or next year, there will be grace for that when that comes. But there's not grace for it now. So it's like trying to pay for tomorrow's troubles with today's grace. It doesn't work that way. Amen. Now let's go to Matthew chapter 11. This turned out better than I thought it would, so I didn't even really know. You know, I just, Lord, we'll go there. I hope our listeners believe it's turning out all right. I hope somebody's getting something. I know I am. I'm getting corrected. I'm getting blessed.
Amen.
Amen. All right, Matthew 11, and look at verse 28. Jesus says, are you weary? Remember, I'm using the Passion Translation. Are you weary, carrying a heavy burden? Then come to me. He said, come to me, not run from me. Okay? He said, I'll refresh your life. I will refresh your life. I am your oasis. Now, when life feels like a desert, what could possibly be better than an oasis? Huh? So how do I receive it? Come to me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Well, okay, well, how do I receive it? He said, simply join your life with mine. Maybe your Bible says, take my yoke upon you. Join your life with his. Listen, if it seems to be your problem and he's your Savior, it's not your problem. He's your Savior, not you. Now, that doesn't mean you don't have your part to play, but you're not the answer. He is. So simply join your life with his. So doesn't that imply that if I am weary and I'm heavy laden and I'm burdened and I'm not in a place of rest, doesn't that imply that I have unyoked myself from Jesus? Get a picture of two oxen plowing a field. And I just told the other oxen, I got this. I got this. Now I'm on my own. I'm not yoked together with the anointed one, Jesus, or his anointing, the Holy Spirit. I'm trying to do it in my own strength. So when I'm feeling weary and burdened and heavy laden, the first thing I need to do is realize that I'm trying to do it in my own strength. And I need to stop that and come. What's the first thing he says to get this rest that he's talking about? Come to me. So the first thing I need to do is separate myself and come get in his presence. Whatever that means. Well, I'm at work. Go to the bathroom. Whatever you got to do. On your lunch break, instead of spending the whole hour eating, why don't you grab something quick and go find you a shade tree to sit under, and you and Jesus sit in the car and just have communion together and talk to each other. When I say communion, I'm not talking about the bread and the juice. I'm talking about fellowship together. Experience him and let him experience you. And just worship him and see what he's got for you. Instead of having a little talk with Jesus and telling him about all your troubles, which makes a nice catchy hymn, why don't we just go spend time with Jesus and join up with him and give all them trouble to him? That'd be even better. So he goes, if you're worried, if you're weary, you're burdened, you're heavy laden, come and join yourself to me. That's the first step. Join your life. And then he said this. He goes, learn my ways. Who ever carried the entire burden of the world? Jesus. But you know what he said about it? Watch this. He said, learn my ways and you'll discover I'm gentle, humble, and easy to please. You'll find refreshment and rest in me, for all that I require of you will be pleasant and easy to bear. You know what he said in the other translation? He goes, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Who said that? Who said my yoke is easy and my burden's light? Oh, the guy that's going to carry the sins of the entire world without worrying, without fretting, without letting doubt overwhelm him or fear overtake him. You say, but yeah, but Jesus was Jesus. He didn't think like us. Let me give you a scripture you may not be aware of. Hebrews chapter 4 says that Jesus was tempted in every way, even as we are, but yet he was without sin. You don't think Jesus was tempted to worry? He was tempted to worry, but he didn't do it. Was he tempted to doubt? Yes, but he didn't do it. Was he tempted to be afraid? Yes, but he didn't do it. He did not allow it. Wouldn't Jesus be the world's biggest hypocrite if he sits here and tells me and you and his disciples, do not be afraid. Do not let worry enter your heart. Wouldn't he be the world's worst hypocrite if he's the one that said that and then at the same time he's doing it himself? And I'm saying to you what Jesus is saying. I'm not here preaching the gospel of Dwight. I'm here today as a minister of the gospel, sharing the truth of the gospel with people who need the gospel. That's me and you. And we are striving, not in a, oh my gosh, how can I do it? But we're learning how. Let me back up. We're learning how to live the way we're supposed to. See, Jesus said if you're worried and battered and beaten and burdened down and your life is just heavy, you're going through it. Well, go on through. God, you have your permission. David said, yeah, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. He didn't say, even though I have to live there. Come on. You don't have to stay. Here's the truth. Your situation is going to change. Now, if it's bad, you go, yay. And if your situation's good, you're going, huh? But I don't care whether the situation's good or bad. I guarantee you this. It's going to change. Life is filled with hills and valleys, mountaintops and pits of despair. And you and I have to learn how to love God and let God love us through every bit of it. And don't let worry and fear and doubt and unbelief attack our minds and steal our peace. Maybe you've heard that song by Zach Williams called Fear is a Liar. And one of the lines in that song says, he'll rob your rest and stop you in your tracks. Fear is a liar. Doubt, worry, those are all fear-based things. Jesus said, join your life to mine. Take my yoke upon you. Learn my ways. You don't get peace just because you're a Christian. You don't have rest just because you go to church. You have rest when you do things the way Jesus did things. And that might mean you have to do it repeatedly throughout the day. You know, Jesus said, whoever would come follow me, let him take up his cross daily. It didn't just mean once a day. It means as often as we have to do it, we come back to the Lordship of Jesus, laying ourselves down at his feet and saying, Lord, I put this in your hands. I believe in your. And here's the bottom line, Lord, I believe you're good and I believe you love me. And because I believe you're good and you love me, I know. One last verse, Romans 8:28. Romans 8:28 says, for we know that in all things, that's everything, good, bad, and ugly, we know that in all things God works together for the good of those that love him. Do you really know that? If you know that, why are you worried about? If you know that, why are you frustrated? And the answer is because you're not thinking about that. You may know that, but you're not using it. And I came today to remind me and you to use what we know. Amen.
Where was the scripture found in Hebrews 4?
I have to find out.
Okay.
It's
Well, while you're looking, we have one more prayer request. Natalie Grego asked us to pray for a friend of hers whose name is Crystal. And Crystal needs an intervention from God as she battles a drug addiction.
All right. In Hebrews, that scripture passage, let's see, maybe the third chapter where it says he was tempted in every way, but the fourth chapter from the 14th verse to the 16th verse talks about how Jesus, our high priest, sympathizes with our weakness, understands our humanity. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that is the right verse, the 15th verse. He was tempted in every way, even as we are, but yet he conquered sin or was without sin.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
So that's it. And then the 16th verse is really good also. So,
okay.
Matter of fact, you know what? Whoever's listening, the whole thing's good. Read it all.
That's right.
Read it all. Amen. Multiple times. Well, Father, we pray. We do pray for Ivan. I pray for Ivan earlier, Lord God, but I pray for Ivan again, and I just hold Ivan before you. I know that you have worked a magnificent work in Ivan's life. He literally is a living, breathing testimony of your mercy and your miraculous power. But God, he also still, as you are well aware, has things going on in his body that are affecting him and afflicting him. And we're asking for a restoration of health. We're asking, Lord, that every nerve, every fiber, every cell, every blood vessel, every vein in his body, specifically in his legs especially, Lord God, we're asking you, Father, for a grace, healing, anointing, Father. Even if you need to recreate things, we believe you are able and willing to do it. And we pray for Natalie, and we ask, Father God, for a friend of hers whose name is Crystal, intervention from God, intervention from you, Father, to deliver her from the snare of the devil that we know as an addiction. Father, we thank you that Jesus, you came to set the captives free. And when you gave your life on the cross, you totally defeated every power, every hold that hell had on us as human beings. That the devil has no right to hold Crystal in bondage to addiction. And we decree and demand by the authority of Jesus Christ that Crystal be set free. We pray that, Father God, you lead people across Crystal's path that can make an impact. We pray that you bring Crystal to that aha revelation moment of knowing that she can be free and is free in Christ Jesus. You've done it for thousands and thousands of other people, Father. We're asking you to do it for her. We set ourselves in agreement with Natalie on behalf of her friend in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, and it is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Miss Neva Pyatt, and from Pastor Delight Dwight Shepherd, y'all have a blessed Tuesday, and we will see you tomorrow.
Let us pray, let us pray. We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.